Local members of the State Democratic Central Committee make a big decision Friday. They'll nominate someone to fill a new judgeship here that handles both criminal and civil cases. Governor Lujan Grisham appointed Casey Fitch to the job. She interviewed four candidates approved by the bipartisan nominating commission, including Fitch and Richard Hawkes. Her general counsel, Matt Garcia, asked them legal questions. Fitch started work last week, but Hawkes is challenging him for the Democratic nomination to win the permanent job in November. Many say the Democratic governor's selection should end the discussion. She carefully vetted the choices. The process was fair and rigorous. The governor is urging Democrats to nominate Fitch, who was born in Socorro, saying he has, quote, extensive experience in civil and criminal law and an exemplary record, end quote. However, anyone has the legal and ethical right to seek a judicial nomination in the primary, or, if the primary is over, through the Central Committee, as Mr. Hawkes is doing. I've talked to Fitch and Hawkes and looked at their writing samples and applications. I suspect either would be a reasonably good judge. Talking to Mr. Fitch, I think I saw why the governor chose him. I think they saw in Fitch a uniquely judicial temperament and recognized that he has an unusually broad range of experience, including a Ninth Circuit clerkship after law school. Those hard-to-get positions give the holder a wide-ranging and intense introduction to deciding tough cases at a high level. U.S. Circuit Courts of Appeal are the last appellate stop before the Supreme Court. They referee battles between some of the nation's best lawyers. Hawkes had an ethics admonishment in 2004 when he was an assistant city attorney. In a DWI case, he failed to give defense counsel a video in which the arresting officer talked about how drunk the defendant was. Clearly should have been given to defense counsel before they interviewed the officer. But that was 16 years ago. Hawkes was a young lawyer caught in a political situation, and I think he learned from it. Lawyers who've appeared before Hawkes as a magistrate court judge, including Mr. Fitch, say he runs a good courtroom. Hawkes may want too intensely to be a judge. In 2018, he passed on seeking re-election to the magistrate court for an unsuccessful primary run for district judge. And in 2019, he unsuccessfully challenged Joy Goldbaum for Las Cruces municipal judge. I hope the DCC chooses Fitch. I wouldn't mind seeing Hawkes win some other judicial election down the road, but I agree with the governor that Fitch could be an especially good judge. He brings strong and diverse experience to a judgeship with a varied docket.